You see, Dallas is, now, Dallas is more like a northern city. Somebody said the other day, well, funny they didn't mention Dallas and the Bicentennial, and Texas was on last week. Well, of course, San Antonio was on in Houston. You see, the Battle of San Jacinto was fought in Houston, and of course, the Alamo in San Antonio. I said, well, Dallas doesn't have anything to do. It started out with a bunch of Yankees.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Is it windy in Dallas?
Oh, yes. It's windy. That comes in off the plains, you know, there. You know, when you get up there, you get up in the plain country, you know.
Well, the air is usually very still in the wintertime where I live. So here, when in the morning, if it's still in the morning, then the wind starts to blow. What do you say? You said the wind is doing what?
What do you mean, the wind? Well, we have very still mornings in the wintertime. You know, we have, you can't, in Texas, you know what they say? You're either a fool or a stranger if you try to predict the weather in Texas. Have you ever heard that?
Never.
Well, that, you're either a fool or a stranger. I couldn't tell you from one day to the other.
Would you say the wind is picking up or?
Oh, yes. Oh, the wind is picking up. That, yeah. Oh, yeah. The wind is getting strong. It's picking up. Now, you take, now, I don't know whether there's an order predicted. I think Angela said she thought there's an order predicted. And I did see way up, it was way up kind of high on the map. And that order may blow in tomorrow or next day. It may not get down here. It may die before it gets here.
I heard it. I thought it would die before it got here.
You heard that? That's what I think I heard the fellow say yesterday. So you see how? And I feel so sorry for these weather men on our weather station. They try so hard to predict the weather, and you might just as well have a child say, well, it's going to be cold, it's going to be hot, it's going to be cold, it's going to be hot. So I don't imagine that it's, of course now, my father always said we had the finest climate in the world down here because our nights are just delightful and the days in the summertime can be so hot. But he also said, you can get under, you know what a mesquite tree is, don't you? He said, you can get under a mesquite tree and that breeze will always be cool. And that's the same way sometimes when I've been out in the yard with the yard man, I get under a tree. Maybe hot in the summer, you get under a tree, there's that little breeze. See?
Well, if you're under a tree or something like that, you know, and there's that breeze, and then suddenly the breeze, you know, gets less, it's strong, and then suddenly it gets less and less. What do you say the wind is doing? You say it's
dying down, or it's died, it has died down. It's, you know, whichever way.
Does it ever, do you ever get up on a winter morning when it's very cold for here and have sort of everything looks just sort of white outside, nothing?
Oh, but that's a little frost, a little frost.
Does it, do you ever have a lot of frost or anything?
No, we couldn't grow what we have. I have a plant here on the corner. I think the age is getting it because it had been knocked down three times. It hard freezes every year. It can't resist it. It originally came from Japan. It's called Sucho. I couldn't tell you how to pronounce that, Sucho. And it's like a rubber plant, and it has the most gorgeous cluster of pink flowers. And it just makes me sick. It just, well, it wasn't hurt much this year, but it's been hurt some.
Well, if you have...
But we have these gorgeous poinsettias that go right out in the yard.
So you don't have to worry about a hit, a lot
no,
of...
No, well, they will, but the general people plant... I used to have a lot in the yard. I don't have any anymore. But I have... this man and his wife are both out of a nursing home, and I went over there, and I had my bridge club in December. I went over there, and I just...